2017, I chatted with Deli to Dublin backstage.
What can you tell me about your song, Tumbi Wow?
Okay, so the chorus is, there's an old Punjabi song that uses that line in one of the verses, and that was sung by Surjit Pindrakia, who passed away years ago. And basically, we're using that line from a song as the chorus, and it's and then the rest of the song is just describing, you know, it's pretty chill. It's like you set the scene up. It's like a couple who may have fallen into a rut, sitting at home, you know, like watching TV all the time, or like, you know, Netflix and chill type of relationship. And you see, like, she's the female partner in this case in the movie, or the in this little scenario. Gets all dressed up, and the dude is basically like, oh my god, like, you know, you forget, like, oh my god, you look so good, she's going out, I want to come now too. So that's, and then so the chorus goes into the line is like, he's describing the things she's wearing, like the Punjabi suit she's wearing, the jewels she's wearing, and how much they each cost, and then he totals it up, and then we added, like, yeah, you know you're wearing this much worth of stuff, but I like it a lot, it looks good. And it's a fun little song, and it's not, yeah, it was super fun, and it was one of those songs that we also wrote fairly quickly. Came out of a fairly, you know, fast jam session. We were like, this works, and then me and James went and wrote the lyrics after. And it's one of the songs on the album where we ended up using all of the guide vocals, because there was an energy about the dummy tracks that we couldn't get when we tried to re-record it. So there's definitely a vibe. And just based on the reaction, on crowd reaction, on that sort of thing, what we get from that song, that vibe exists, like, for sure.
And I think as far as the lyrics go and stuff, we are this as well. Me and Sanjay, we wanted to dig into Sanjay's, like, life and really express a lot about things that he was feeling and things about relationships as well. And We Are Odessi especially is a lot about, like, your personal experiences growing up, but both those songs and a lot of the other tracks too, we got really personal with, like, the lyrical content, and it was really beautiful to see that come out too.
Oh, James! Yeah.
So thank you for sharing with me. I love Salmon Arm. Love you guys.
Something's up, she was sexy as wood. The Jimmy Choo's out and got that funny look, like, you ain't going. No, you ain't going. But you got a man, girl, so play fair. And you're looking real fine right there. This is what she's saying to me. I'm just stepping out. No big deal. But in my head, she's going. In a sat soda suit, tera shabbi soda kene. Tari soda jitti teri pampi diye pene. Pura panty so, I like it a lot. Yeah, panty so, I like it a lot. Oh, sat soda suit, tera shabbi soda kene. Tari soda jitti teri pampi diye pene. Pura panty so, I like it a lot. Yeah, panty so, I like it a lot. Kid thinking, one day I'm gonna meet a girl, she'll be a 10. Now here she is, a vision so clear. Future's right here, whispering in my ear. Are you going? Boy, are you going? I bought a film among the tea. Luckily, you know India, the Ramazoo, a million tea. Well, I've been looking forward to the chilling out all day. But she was in a different suit, looking hot as day. I'm coming too, girl. I sat the soda suit of there, shut me so the gene. Tidy soda, jitty, dirty, pumpy, do you pair it? Put a penty so. I like it a lot, yeah, penty so. I like it a lot. Oh, sat the soda suit of there, shut me so the gene. Tidy soda.
2017, I also had the pleasure of talking with Kenny Blues Boss Wayne. How do you approach your songwriting? Do you tend to let a song percolate for a long time, or do they come to you like an inspiration?
Well, it's almost like being on the spot. You know, it's time to bring in some new songs, and you're thinking of it. Sometimes I get inspiration with words, or maybe an event that happened that's important to talk about, or maybe a friend who's going through some problems, and just things that I can think is a subject. I like to pick up the subject first. The music kind of comes, usually the music comes a little bit after the lyrics. I mean, I have a title, and I have a focus and a direction, and the music kind of comes basically that if it was going to be a song like Fantasy Meets Reality, it's sort of a way for me to get kind of a gospelish type style into making the message. Usually if it's a basically heavy message, I like to put gospel beats to it. I like to put up-tempo beats so that you're not dragging people down with your misery, right? Even if it's a sad song, you sort of write about there's a rejoice at the end of it. So I like to end on a good high note, a positive note, not a depressing note. Nothing. I hate being down. I don't think most people love being down, but some people, you think that they probably do like to be held down. But I have a message of hope and love.
You won the Juno Award in 2006 for Blues Album of the Year for your fourth solo release, Let It Loose. What can you tell me about the title track?
Let It Loose? I think that was me sort of letting loose of I would say musically. I was cut loose from maybe the top 40 that into a direction. Not sort of tied back to, I would say, a lounge act. Because I was doing a lot of romantic music. I did a lot of Nat King Cole. I did a lot of wonderful songs, mostly in the lounge. But I think when I decided to let it loose was to get in really into the race. I think it was more like a race, getting into the faster lane and not the comfortable lane that you can get just playing in hotels and lounge music for people who are probably not paying much attention, but get into the fast lane. I think more the faster lane or the concert lane. So I was cutting loose from my thinking of just being a lounge pianist to more into the concert pianist. So that was kind of it did. And so when I thought that, I won this award, which was great. I had no idea that, you know, you have no idea you're going to win, but it was great. It's a fantastic feeling. Yeah.
Get off the chair and on your feet.